Hey friends, and welcome back to the Alex Makes VR podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about burnout. That's right, I have been driving my car down Burnout Road for a while now, and I have arrived at my destination. So it's time for me to take a little bit of a break and take a step back and give myself a bit of respite. So this will be the only podcast episode that comes out this week. And I'll play it by ear as to whether I go back to 3 episodes next week or whether I keep it once a week just for a little while longer. To stay up to date with that decision, make sure you follow me on social media. It's Alex Makes VR on Instagram or Twitter. So let's talk about burnout, shall we? Because burnout is something that I think everyone in our industry can relate to. I'm sure that you listening at some point have felt burned out. You might even be burned out right now. And I'm hoping that by me talking about this, that makes you realize that you're not alone, and it's absolutely normal to be feel burned out, especially during a time like this. I think for me personally, what's interesting is people describe burnout as the result of, you know, working too much or having too much going on in the brain or trying to do too much in too little time and putting too much pressure on yourself and never switching off. But for me, I actually experience burnout on the other side of a very busy period. So for the last couple of months, as the world started to come to life again, as restrictions were eased, as summer kind of allowed us to live a little bit more of a normal existence in the wake of the pandemic, I started to see like massive amounts of kind of activity in the industry. And I personally, had loads of projects on and had a really massive production go ahead, and found myself over the last kind of month or so getting really intensely busy, like, you know, start not taking care of yourself, can't remember the last time you showered, working until you literally have to go to sleep because your eyes are shutting, not delegating very well, sending emails with auto-corrected, you know, responses that make you look like a moron, all that kind of stuff, just letting stuff slip through the net because I was just taking too much on. And weirdly, I didn't feel necessarily burned out. I felt tired, but I get like a kind of like a, I don't know about you, but I get a strange buzz, like an adrenaline kind of rush that kind of keeps me going through times of intense grinding like that. But as soon as I stop, as soon as the busy period is over, as soon as things are kind of off the to-do list, as soon as I kind of close the chapter on those projects, that's when I feel burnout. And that's why this week has been really, like, it's really hit home that I need a break, and that I can feel in my body, in my mind, that I'm just, I just need a break. And I think that's really important that you evaluate when it's right for you to take that break. And when you feel burnout, there's like this fine line between going with it for a while because you've got responsibilities, and ultimately sometimes it's worth persevering and pushing through just to see if actually you were just feeling a little unmotivated or a little tired that day. But then sometimes you kind of, you know that you've crossed over into burnout territory. And it's really important to stay in touch with those feelings. And if you can, afford to, both financially, but also, time-wise, or if you're in a position to be able to take a break, or maybe not even take a break fully, but just kind of switch directions, or if you can look at what is a priority for you right now and just pull back on some of the things that are maybe a nice to have rather than, you know, the absolute priority, then that is absolutely the healthy thing to do. I think that we are living in a culture of burnout, and especially now with everyone working from home. I've personally have always worked from home since I've like been self-employed, and I've gone through periods of working in an office with other kind of team members. I've gone through a period of sharing an office with my brother. I've gone through a period of, working in a co-working space or working from coffee shops. Like, I've experimented with everything, but primarily I've always worked from home, and the biggest problem with that is obviously that nature of being on 24/7. But I think you couple that with a pandemic, with a, you know, a second wave, and it's little wonder that people are feeling anxious, people are feeling overwhelming burnout. And it seems weird, right? Because even just like 5 months ago, a lot of us were kind of twiddling our thumbs thinking, oh crap, like, you know, work has essentially been wiped out overnight. This has changed everything about how I operate and what I'm doing, and I need to pivot quickly. And for me personally, I did take a little bit of time off. So it's funny how like quickly you can go from taking a break to getting back into that cycle of overwhelm and taking on too much. But ultimately, what I think it comes down to is just knowing yourself and not judging yourself. And I know I did a whole episode, I think literally the other week, about this idea of not judging yourself, not holding yourself to unrealistic expectations. And there is a line, there is a fine line between saying you're going to do something and staying consistent in order to achieve your goals, and understanding when you physically and mentally need to take a step back. I've been thinking about taking a break for a little while and what that would mean, and thinking about whether or not it was the right thing to do. And I knew that after I finished this big project that I wanted to take a break, purely from the point of view of the, and this is so silly to put it in these terms, it's not silly, but it is, this will give you a massive insight into the way that I think about things. The way I think about taking a break is actually that taking a break is making progress. Taking a break is not necessarily, and well, it's not always a detrimental thing to your progress. In fact, you can make a massive amount of progress if you take a break when you need it. Because if you just try to like run a car on empty gas, you're going to really fuck the engine. Whereas if you take a break, refuel, and then get back on the road, then you're going to go so much further, and it's going to be a lot more efficient, and the performance of the car is going to be better, and long term you're not doing any damage to the car. So I've really tried to like think about taking a break and knowing when burnout is affecting me, and when I need to take a step back, in those terms, in the fact that actually taking the break sometime is more productive, is more beneficial, is about you making more progress than actually keeping going. And I think because we live in this culture of always on, like you're always on, you're always having to multitask, you're always doing something, there's always more to be done, there's always more clients to be emailed, there's always more outreach to do, there's always more content to produce, there's unlimited amounts of noise constantly. And I think sometimes we get swept up in that, and it's not that we don't know that we need to take a break from it and we need to take a step back. It's very difficult when the whole world seems to be on that collective treadmill. It's difficult to take a step off yourself. And I'm the worst at that. And I'm still trying to work this out, hence talking about it in a podcast episode with you guys. But reframing it as actually sometimes the most productive step, the ROI of taking a break, is actually far more valuable than trying to keep on that constant grind at a, you know, a 40% energy level. So my hope is that I'm going to drop down the podcast to once a week, just for this week or next week. We'll see how long this lasts. And it might be that during that time, I actually come up with much better ideas for the podcast, or I produce much better quality, or maybe it allows me to time to kind of breathe, and that inspires me to do, you know, a number of different things, which then becomes the knock-on effect for something huge that changes the shape of my life forever. You just don't know, do you? But I know where this path leads if I continue down burnout City Avenue, or whatever I made the cheesy joke about in the opening. I know where this leads. It leads to nowhere good. Whereas it would be much more beneficial for me to take a step back and then come back energized, better quality, more clarity, being able to help more of you. And I hope that you do the same for yourself. If you are feeling burned out, if you need a break, or even if you're just doing some things that aren't necessarily the priority, and actually your time would be better spent on something else because you'd be more passionate about it, you'd be more energized about it, and actually doing something slightly different will re-energize you for the things that you need to do in life, then have a think about that and implement it. And don't be scared to implement it. Don't be scared to step off that collective treadmill. Because if this pandemic has taught us anything, it's that, you know, the world can stop and it keeps spinning, you know? I feel like that sounded way more profound than it actually was. Let me re-say that. The world can stop, but it keeps spinning. What am I even trying to say there, Alex? That felt like that just came out of nowhere. And now I'm like, ooh, that's an interesting concept. But I'm sure you get what I mean. You can step off. The world literally can come to a halt, but we still keep living. And in some ways, we reconnect with what's important. And that was something that came out of quarantine thinking about was, wow, I've had these really big, insightful moments where I've acknowledged that, you know, I don't want to do certain things anymore, or I do want to do certain kind of projects, and I do want to help people, and I want to do this kind of content and that kind of thing. And it's interesting how quickly I fell back onto the treadmill, because, I mean, ultimately we are going through a pandemic and you can't necessarily turn down work. But sometimes then it's about having the confidence and the ability to say, do you know what? No, at the moment I'm just like dragging my heels, trying to get through this last mile. And actually I just need to take a step back. So do that for yourself. I'm going to stop rambling now because I feel like I've just said the same thing over and over again. But if you are feeling burned out, you are not alone. And let's create, you know, let's talk to each other about this. Let's not just pretend that everything's hunky-dory. I feel like going through this pandemic with you guys is all about the highs and the lows and sharing the journey and being there to support each other through it. So let me know how you're feeling. Let me know if you're feeling burned out and what you're going to do about it. Or if you're not, if you were burned out, but you're back on it now, give me that light at the end of the tunnel. I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me on social media, Alex Makes VR on Instagram and Twitter. I'm also dropping the newsletter down for the foreseeable future, down to weekly as well, for the same kind of reasons. But also just for the newsletter, I found that it's interesting. And this is probably a totally different subject, but I'm not dropping the newsletter down to weekly necessarily because of burnout. I'm dropping it down because I actually really love podcasting. Like I voice memo with most of my friends for hours on end in a week. I just love talking and I love listening. I love hearing people's feedback. I love conversation. I can riff and talk about subjects forever. But writing is not necessarily as much of a passion as mine. I feel like I can write. I am pretty good at it, and I accept that it's one of the key skills that you have to have, especially as a business owner. You have to be able to communicate by writing, but it's not necessarily where I am the most passionate. So rather than putting my efforts into trying to keep up with the pace of the podcast with the newsletters, I've decided to drop that down to weekly, again, to see if I can change the kind of content up that I'm putting out on that platform, and also to make it the most valuable it can be, really, because I want to make sure that I'm giving you the information and the kind of content that you really want to listen to. And more than anything, I just don't want to spam you with like half-assed shit, to be honest. So anyway, that's kind of a slightly separate topic. For now, though, burnout. Look after yourselves. Really take the time to think about what you want. And are you feeling burned out? Do you need to take some time for yourself? Or do you even just kind of need to look up because you've been head down for a while and just make sure that you are on the right path, you are doing things that align with your long-term goals? Have a think about that as well, because that's really important to kind of check in with yourself and check in with each other and check in with me. I'd love to hear from you as always. So that's it from me this week, but I'll be back next week with a subject that will probably be way more specific to virtual reality business or creativity. So I will speak to you then.